Welcome to Everything is Messy, the podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm someone who loves to create content, products, and services to help others level up in business and in life. I even wrote a book about it, and now I have a store. Everything is Messy is a one-stop shop for women who want it and deserve it all. From personal development to productivity, podcasting and publishing, small business strategies to entrepreneurship, and so much more. Tune in every week to enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast experience and hear fun, fearless, and focused conversations from myself and my incredible guests, from trending topics to stories of resilience and all things business. And let's not forget about a few of my favorites: mindset, healthy recipes, and organizing tips. These episodes are created to get you to where you want to be right now. The purpose of the show is to motivate you, inspire you, and prove to you that anything is possible if you just put in the work. So grab your favorite notebook and pen, because it's time to get organized and turn those dreams of yours into reality. I'm living proof that manifesting and visualizing and having a never give up attitude work. And now it's my job to help you achieve your goals by doing the same, or just to provide some laughs along the way. I'm so glad you are here. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Everything is Messy podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and today we're talking all about TikTok. If you have yet to download this app and use this platform, both personally and professionally, today is the day you need to do so. I'm telling you, this is like game changing for anyone looking for life hacks, for business info, to share your content. I'm going to share a bunch of things with you now. This is going to be a short and sweet episode because I want you to take the time to do your own research. But I've been testing out something over the last couple of weeks, and I've been so consistent and I doubled my stats. So I just want to let you know that this is not just for business. This is personally and professionally. And I'm going to share with you, like I said, a couple of reasons why. First of all, let me share a crazy statistic. There are over 1 billion users on TikTok right now. That is absolutely insane. And I have a feeling, because of all the changes that Instagram has been making lately, a lot of users, including myself, my stats are going down, my follower count's going down, my stories are getting edited weird, like not uploading right. There's just so many changes. So many platforms are making, like Facebook just came out with Reels. I'm trying that. And I honestly, like, TikTok is where it's at for me personally. And professionally, like I said before, and I'm going to share with you why. So TikTok is like going to a new school. You literally will have a brand new network if you're going on there for business, right? I have over 600 people that follow me on TikTok that are not on any of my other platforms. I would say like 75-80% of them are not. So that gives me a whole new audience. So it's like I'm sharing all this brand new content, which means you can repurpose a ton of your content and be showing it to a brand new network of people that are following you. You know, it's like a new school. And let's just talk about like the amount of videos I have saved from inspiring and motivating stories that I've seen all over TikTok since like the pandemic. It is absolutely crazy how many people share their life stories on how they go from losing their job from the pandemic, coming and starting a business from nothing to something. Everybody was broke. Nobody had money. Now they have a six-figure business. They're sharing their journey. And that's what people are so obsessed with, is seeing like, okay, if they can do it, I can do it. So yes, it's inspiring, but it's super motivating for so many people as well. It's insane how many people I've seen post from last year till now, how they just started. A lot of it is e-commerce too. And a lot of it is working online, like freelancers that started taking jobs on Fiverr and on Upwork, and now they're making way over six figures, or people that have e-commerce stores or create tumblers or designing t-shirts. They now are buying warehouses. They started with like one t-shirt in their kitchen. This was literally 365 days ago, maybe a little bit more, but there is literally opportunity everywhere. No matter where you live, no matter what country, if you have the internet, you can sell something. And you can start with $0. I mean, I have a full-blown production company. I started my podcast with $0. There's so many stories like this just on TikTok alone that will really help motivate you if you are looking to leave your job, start something new, start a side hustle, get some more holiday cash in your pocket for yourself or your family. TikTok will motivate you to do that because there's so many genuine, real people. That's the thing. There's so many real people. A lot of accounts on Instagram, on LinkedIn, like it's just not legit people. Like, I don't want to do business with you. I don't want to have a conversation with you. TikTok, everyone's real from what I see so far. That's just my own opinion. But it's really hard to fake being who you are when you're literally documenting your entire life. Like, I've done the same thing since 2016. And what you see online is what you get in real life. And I just think there's more genuine, real people that are sharing their stories, their life's journeys on TikTok. TikTok is also a place where you can create your content a lot quicker and consume it a lot quicker. So if you're looking for something for, you know, how to clean out your garbage disposal or how to create an Excel spreadsheet, whether it's for business reasons or life hacks, you're going to YouTube and you're going to sit there for 20 minutes. On TikTok, you get it in 15, 30, 60, and three-minute intervals. So you're spending less time and more time fixing the problem. You're finding the solution a hell of a lot quicker. So you're creating and consuming a lot quicker. The amount of life hacks and recipes I've saved on my TikTok is absolutely insane. Like, I just saw one this morning about how to clean out a garbage disposal, and ours isn't dirty, but like, I just want to do it just because I saw the video, but then I don't want to get grossed out when all the black stuff comes up and I thought it was clean. So there's things like that. But, you know, the holiday season is right around the corner. I've already started my holiday sales. And if you are somebody that always likes to give back during the holiday season, last year I gave care packages and book packages to a whole bunch of nurses here in San Diego. And if you are looking to give back to teachers, like their Amazon wish list, or nurses or doctors, or giving back in general, I feel like you need to be on TikTok because that's where everybody's sharing it the most from what I see, especially the Amazon teacher list. I see that a lot of that on Instagram. But I see a lot more behind the scene footage of like who's actually getting it. Like, they're in tears when somebody shows up filming it. You don't see that on Instagram. Excuse me. I have such bad allergies right now. And it's just crazy when you see like the before, the during, and the after. Like, somebody, you know, like Lexi, like the cereal tipper, she shows the whole before, during, and after, and the amount of money that she's tipped to these people come from other TikTokers and people donating literally a quarter, a dollar at a time. It all adds up because the amount of people that are on TikTok. So if you are somebody that is putting something together for nurses to give back during the holiday season, you need to start that TikTok right now and start sharing your story. Because especially after the pandemic, I feel like people are more into like the whole less is more vibe, which I have been for a long time. And I just feel like it's a lot less chaotic. And now, not sure if you've seen on the news, but the amount of shipping containers that can't even get docked coming from China and everywhere else, so many stores are short with just the stuff that's on the shipping containers, like toys and products for their store. And that's why their pricing is going up, because they don't have the manpower to literally take these freight ships apart and distribute to the store. So they're all anchored out. It's absolutely insane. I've noticed it in a couple of stores, and I was talking to my friend the other day and I was like, did you not see the news? Like, there are like over 30 shipping containers just like anchored out. They won't even let them in because they don't have the manpower. It's so crazy. So rather than, you know, have a list of toys you want to buy your kids, like maybe you should start putting together a list of ways to give back. And that information you can for sure find on TikTok, because somebody's always looking for something, and it honestly just feels so good to give back. Last year and the year before, what I really wanted to do was put together art packages for kids at the children's hospitals, but I couldn't because of COVID. So that's why I ended up doing things for the nurses, because I was able to do that. All the children's hospitals, they were only taking money donations, and I really wanted to put together like care packages filled with like coloring books and pencils and stickers, and I just couldn't do that. So I actually have to look this year to see if I can, but I still think that they're only just taking money. So that's just another reason why being on TikTok is so great, because you can really see like where your money goes and how it affects people, what you're donating, or, you know, what you're providing and you're giving back. Like, it truly does have an effect, and it really hits home so hard for so many people. Like, you really have no idea what people are going through unless they share it on the internet. So something else I wanted to share, like with the holidays, is that there's so many small businesses that you can be supporting rather than these big chains. I try so hard not to buy stuff on Amazon. Like, I have a store set up, I have everything I love there, but if somebody else has it on their Etsy stores or somewhere else, like, I'd much prefer to give them the money, because I also am a small business owner, so it feels really good to support somebody. So if you're looking for gifts, like, there are so many millennials that, again, started from nothing and have a huge something now. E-commerce stores and those really cute like wine tumblers and like bedazzled Starbucks kind of cups with the like simple modern cups with the straw. They're doing them by hand. Now they have machines. Like, support them. And most of the time they already have an Etsy store or a Shopify site. So just look to support more small businesses that way. Even like charcuterie board companies, they're delivering now. It's crazy. And I'm just like obsessed with watching those videos. Even, what's the handle? Tiny Kitchen. Oh my God. I've seen this on so many accounts, but the videos where it shows like the amount of engineering that goes into filming a food commercial, it's nuts. Like, I just love learning all that stuff. So when you're scrolling TikTok, you can actually consume more content, like I said earlier, a lot quicker. So I didn't waste like 2 hours of my life learning new things or just scrolling the internet, you know? So there's a lot of pages that are strictly dedicated to Target finds and Trader Joe hauls and Amazon products. None of these I need, but I like to watch them all, and then I favorite them all. So if for some reason I'm like, I need that rose gold stapler for my New York office one day, then I know where to get it because I have it saved on my TikTok. So I like to do a lot of that. I probably have like thousands of videos that I do that to. But I feel like one of the biggest misconceptions about TikTok is age. I'm 43, and there are accounts with babies all the way up to retired couples or retired singles, retired elderly in their, in their content houses / retirement home communities. And they're all over TikTok. They're producing like the best content, and they have millions and millions of views. So age is just a number. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do. Every single human on this planet has a story to share that is going to help motivate and inspire someone else. So if you feel comfortable enough to share, this is your sign right now to download TikTok, or I'm sure you already have it downloaded. This is your sign to get on there. Now, if you want to just go on and like do random videos, I mean, that's great, but you always want to have a master plan. Now, if you're new here, I'm the queen of organization and productivity. So I literally have lists in my notebook of content. And I'm going to get into how I actually film my TikToks in a minute, but make a list of what you want to talk about. Now, when you're looking for, say you have a podcast, you're a blogger, a vlogger, maybe a reality show casting director, which I've seen a ton of, they are scrolling TikTok like nobody's business, looking for the next big star, looking for multiple stars to literally form a show based off their accounts. It's unreal. And I think I was getting pushed a lot of those because I did a lot of writing for a reality show, reality TV award show. I can't speak today. I feel like the last few episodes I say like, oh my God, I can't talk. I just like these allergies, and I don't know, the weather is weird in San Diego, but I don't want to get off topic anyway. So you know, anything you say on your phone, you're immediately going to open Google or open a social media app and you're getting pushed the same thing. So I think because I was dealing with reality for a while, and I'm always talking about Bravo Housewives franchise, that a lot of that gets pushed to me. But if you are looking for a story, you go to TikTok because there are people everywhere sharing their stories. And I have an ongoing running list of guests just from TikTok that I'm pulling. Like, I think it's up to like 50 or 60. As soon as I find someone and I research them and I look at their story and I'm constantly following that, like following up with them and watching their stories and what they're posting, I confirm with myself, like, okay, this is a legit person. This will make sense for my audience. I want this person on my show. So that list is ongoing. I haven't pitched anybody yet because I don't know when I'm going to do this series, but for sure I am because I've never been so motivated and inspired just by scrolling TikTok. And I think that I know that I would like to share the stories of others. That's the whole purpose of the show. But with a series of just TikTokers that have something to say, I want to give them an even bigger platform of now 84 countries. I just checked my stats yesterday. The show is in 84 countries. How crazy is that? Now, something else that I love on TikTok is if you watch one video, it's obviously going to start pushing you more of that, right? So in the fall next year, I'm going to be living in New York and or end of summer, and I'm going to be bi-coastal. And I found a lot of New York City apartment tours. And so now I just follow them. So I'm literally getting free virtual tours. I look for like 15 minutes every day so I can figure out like what type of place I want so that I can configure it all and then go get it. So that's something else. Like if you're looking for unique travel destinations, you know, a New York City apartment or certain content in a certain place, like you can totally find it on TikTok and actually get like a behind the scenes deal, like message the person, they'll send you another video. It's just insane. And then when it comes to like life hacks and trying to figure things out, you know, normally you'd go to YouTube, but TikTok is where it's at. And here's a prime example. So my friend's son wanted a stuffed animal machine for his birthday. So we ended up driving to LA like 2.5 hours to pick up the stand machine. We picked it up from a YouTuber. It didn't go with his game room aesthetic anymore, is what he said. So we picked it up. We had to detail it, clean it, and it was an old stuffed animal machine, like at the arcade. So it only took money. There's no like fake tokens. So you have to keep emptying out the money. And so my job was, first, I show him how to win. Now he's winning. Now he wants the machine. So now we get it back to her house. This thing is huge. It took up a whole entire back of a truck. And as the crane, and the crane couldn't break. And then we had to clean out all the stuffed animals and then put new ones in there and like literally detail the whole entire machine. And I once saw on TikTok that people always leave money in these machines. So I went to TikTok and I figured out how to open it. And because not all the keys worked, it was like super old. And things were designed like upside down. I'm not really sure why, but I figured it out. And we found a dollar. I mean, it wasn't 400 like the TikTok video, but we definitely found a dollar. And I realized that there was more to this machine. So we could put dollars and we could put coins. And I had to like figure out like the engineering inside of the machine. So I was like on stuffed animal machine duty for his birthday party with like a million kids running around. That was intense, but I was the one that kept getting paged to fix this damn machine. But the point of the story is I learned from TikTok. I learned so much about stuffed animal machines. And also, by the way, it's in crazy high demand. It took us forever to find this machine. And there was three of us calling all these companies. I was calling the companies that go and fix the machines to see if they had a hookup. And they were going to rent one and buy one. And they got a huge deal. I mean, huge, only a couple hundred versus thousands. And that was to rent and they bought it. So they definitely lucked out. And that is the power of the follow-up. And you just keep trying. That goes for anything in business as well as life. But now they have a stuffed animal machine that they play all the time. But if it wasn't for TikTok, I would not know how I could have fixed the inside of that machine. And I did look on YouTube a couple times and there was no information. But what I learned is that there's a lot of grown men that go to bowling alleys and arcades and like literally film them winning stuffed animals. It's very strange. So I also learned that. But something else I wanted to share is that, you know, if you don't want to be on TikTok and like actually use it, like post videos, that's totally fine. Because when I'm with my friends and their kids and they're like, you know, sometimes they go a little crazy. Do you know what I do? I film TikToks with them and I keep them private. And they think it's like gone viral, because most of the time I always say like, oh my God, you're going viral. And they get so excited. And they love to like sing and dance and jump around. Like they know all about TikTok. Every little kid knows about TikTok. And the fact that they're filming their own, it completely distracts them from the fight that they were just in. So if you're having children drama or play date drama, film a TikTok and then just upload it to private so nobody else can see it. Because then they're always going to want to see it, like the playback 100 times. So you just go to private. So that's another really good tip I had to share, because I've done that a lot. And I have so many private videos of all my friends' kids. It's kind of funny. But speaking of videos and editing, I wanted to share with you that, you know, if you want to be a YouTuber, that takes a lot of work. I took a YouTube course during the pandemic. I was going to go hard with my YouTube channel. Then I got into YouTube Shorts, then I got a lot of traffic. But I just feel like TikTok is where it's at for me right now. And if you want to learn how to edit, I feel like you can learn a lot quicker. And it's a completely different format in TikTok, because most of the time it's 15 seconds, 30, 60, or I have up to 3 minutes I can record. Usually my videos are around a minute. Some go up to 3, but they're usually around a minute. Some I have 15 when I am just asking for like Q&A so that I can answer everybody in regards to like podcasting or LinkedIn or organizing your house or things like that. Those are usually like 15 seconds. But I'm really challenging myself when it comes to editing. And I actually film on my Instagram stories with this like no makeup filter that I really like. And then I filter it and edit it on TikTok afterwards. So that's how I do it. And sometimes I'll film in my office. Sometimes I'll film in my studio, and my lighting just went out, so I couldn't film in my studio all last week, which was super annoying. But there's so many ways that you can learn how to edit with short video. So I feel like that's really a good trick if you want to kind of learn and teach yourself. Is, oh my gosh, I thought that was like a huge, blue jay. That's crazy. I'm recording in my office, not my studio right now, so you probably hear the birds. I always post on my Instagram stories. So going back to, you know, practicing your editing skills and all that, you can always save them as private too, if you just want to challenge yourself. You know, I'm trying really hard to do that. And again, age does not matter. You can literally be on TikTok no matter who you are, how old you are, and share the content that is in your head, that is on the list in front of you, repurpose old content, and you never know when people will see it. That's the other thing. I had a video I posted weeks ago that out of nowhere went viral. Like I had I think I have 20 shares, so 20 people I don't know shared it. 20,000 views I think I'm at right now. And it was all about my misdiagnosis story. So if you're new here, I'll put that link for the video there in the show notes so that you can watch it. But that just goes to show like the amount of comments on that video. It was really overwhelming how many other people have been misdiagnosed. And then I get all fired up and then I'm like, this is why it happened. This is why I'm still here. This is why I'm alive. And this is why I'm creating a medical product, because every single person that commented needs this, and their family and their friends. And I really wanted it to be done in August, but here we are in October and it's still not ready, because I'm a perfectionist and I'm entering a medical world, and it's very different when you're creating products for a medical field. And so it's just not ready. But that was living proof. And that video was at least 2 or 3 weeks old. So TikTok, you can go viral with old content, which is great. When if you were huge on Instagram and Facebook and you have all this content, you can repurpose it and push it to your TikTok, and vice versa. So if you have TikTok content you're filming and you want to put on your Instagram Reels or now Facebook Reels or YouTube Shorts, I got an email from YouTube the other day, and I'm not going to get paid anymore from YouTube if my YouTube Shorts have a TikTok watermark. So in order to make that go away, I use a website called Snaptick. It's S-N-A-P-T-I-K, Snaptick. So basically, it's so simple to do. You go to the three little dots on the bottom right of your TikTok video, and then you save, sorry, totally wrong. You go to the bottom right of your TikTok video, the three little dots, and that's usually where you would save it, share it. You just copy the link. Copy the link and then paste it into your Safari browser or whatever browser you use on snaptick.com. Is that right? Snaptick.com? Now I'm questioning myself. I think it is snaptick.com. I'm going to put it in the show notes for you so you can see exactly what I'm talking about because it literally takes you 2 seconds. So you go to snaptick.com, you paste your link, you download the video, and you save it to your camera roll. And that is your TikTok video without the watermark. So now you can upload it to Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, wherever you want to put it, and there's no watermark. So if other outlets are paying you, like I get paid from Instagram when I go live. So if I'm putting content there, I actually put one the other day. I totally forgot to take the watermark off. It was when Facebook and Instagram went down, and I was like, see, this is why you need an email list. And I filmed that video like in January. It's so old. And it was getting massive traffic again because people wanted to know, and I pinned it to the top of my profile too, so that I can help more people. That's the whole reason why I film all the content on TikTok is to help people. So, speaking of helping, there are so many categories that you can start filming and producing content and scrolling under and whatever it is you're passionate about. I have never done one thing my whole life. So when it comes to niching down, like I just don't do that. I try my hardest to keep it in the same bubble, but not always are you going to find somebody that podcasts, that's on LinkedIn, that does like all these other things that I do. Like that's just my life. So I try to keep it as organized as possible for somebody new that's coming to scroll my feed. Like, whoa, she's all over the place. So once I get my playlist tabs, that'll be a lot easier. And I tried to organize it like by color code, but now I just literally state the facts, like what this video is about. And you can see in my bio that it says that I'm sharing business, life, and productivity tips, as well as organization, and of course, recipes sprinkled throughout. And that's what you're going to get on my TikTok. That's everything I talk about. I want to help people level up, whether it's with their organizing, with their recipes in the kitchen. I'm going to cough again. Excuse me, and then business and life. So productivity and organization are like my two favorite things to talk about. And then I talk about them in different categories. So it's best to talk about one category, I think, for the algorithms. I mean, I do know this. So when it comes to using your hashtags, you have to be really specific, but use a couple of them. I really wish there was a little bit more room to type things out and maybe use a couple more hashtags, but you have to think of how you want to be found and who's going to be searching for that kind of content and then also create your own. So if you need hashtag information, I just also did a whole episode on hashtags and why they're so important. That episode is 276. And I can link that in the show notes for you. Just scroll through my show. It's episode 276. And everything you need to know about hashtags is there. I kind of want to do an updated version of that, like in a month, because a lot of things are changing. And I just want to keep you up to date on everything. But, you know, whatever it is that I'm filming, I'm always specific with the hashtag so that people will find my content and then I can find others to network with. You know, like I said earlier, it's like going to a new school. I love meeting all these new people. It's so fun. And then other things that I've found a lot of are doctors and nurses and holistic healers and manifestors and visualizers, like all the people that I love hearing what they have to say. They're all on TikTok. There are so many videos I've seen of dental practices. There's one that's going viral right now. She's asking for a raise. I think it's medical or dental office. I forget. And she says to her boss, like, how many likes do I need on this video to get a raise? And so he said 75,000, and it's like in the six figures now. So she actually has her raise meeting this week. I literally just saw it before I started recording. And I was like, that is the power of TikTok. this girl's going to get a raise because she started filming in the office. Like, how amazing is that? And I swear, like, this shit would never be happening if it wasn't there for the pandemic. Nobody would have picked up this app. And all these people that I'm talking about earlier that have all these businesses that they created out of nothing, they wouldn't have decided to follow their dreams because they wouldn't have lost their job because of the pandemic. They would have just held on to it and waited for the timing to be right. And that just goes to show you, the timing can never be right. As perfect as I like to line things up in my life, a shitstorm can come in any given moment and flip you upside down. And that's happened to me so many times, so I don't know why I even try to think like that anymore. But I just like to map things out as and be as organized as I can so that I am the most productive with the time that I have, you know? So the whole point of me sharing this with you today is that if you are looking for a sign to start creating new content, just to get off Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, just to find out new life hacks quickly while you're like in the school pickup line or while you're on your break from work, or if you need a sign that this is now the perfect time for you to start your new business, your side hustle, make more money, donate more, give back, whatever the case may be, it's all happening on TikTok. I'm telling you this. I've been testing these methods. I've been creating content for so long. And this is like the most productive I feel when it comes to TikTok, especially because there's like a whole new audience waiting for you, you know? So now, lastly, what I want to share with you is I already said that you need to be consistent. I mean, that's just a given with anything that you do, right? So with my videos on TikTok, I usually film twice a week for about a week or two worth of content. And I've doing between 2 to 4 videos a day just to see what kind of traction I get because I haven't gone hard yet. And like now I'm really picking up pace and you're probably like, oh my God, this is insane. Like, excuse me, that's too much, but it's not because I literally make a list of all the TikToks I want to create. I change my shirt. I change my lipstick. You do not have to do all the oh my God, what is happening? I have the worst hiccups. I have the worst allergies. I'm falling apart. I need more coffee. I'm staring out the window too. It's like about to pour. Now I feel like I'm going to sneeze. So good thing we're wrapping this up. Welcome to my life. Oh my God. So yeah, so you do not have to do all these things that I do. I just like to put my hair and makeup on. It makes me feel better. I was a pro makeup artist for years. So any opportunity I get to paint my face, like it's fun for me now. And I change my top. I'm usually in sweats, like party on top. No, what is it? Business on top, party on the bottom or back or whatever. I'm in sweats. Like I'm in my like yoga pants or like literally my pajama bottom sometimes. And the best part is nobody knows that you didn't shower. You could throw on your face and curl your hair and live your best life, film some content, take it off and take a shower and be makeup free for the rest of the day with a hat. I've done that so many times. Nobody sees that your hair is dirty. So many of my book press photos, my hair is clipped in the back. Like it was so greasy and gross and curls are in the front and it looks amazing. That is the best when you only have to get ready like halfway, but you look like you got ready completely. That's the little behind the scenes magic of filming content. But I actually filmed videos on how you can do exactly what I do. So I think it was 2 weeks of content in under 2 hours, and that was 28 or 38 videos. I always do extra, but that's me changing my makeup, changing my hair, changing my top, and banging out all these videos. And a lot of them are under, actually, when I filmed that, it was only 15 to a minute long. Now I have 3 minutes long on what I'm able to record on my TikTok. So that I filmed a long time ago. So if you are looking for organizational tips, productivity, healthy recipes, I have this one video that I made these hot pretzels. My favorite food is hot pretzels, by the way, especially when I'm PMSing. I made these hot pretzels out of pizza dough with everything bagel seasoning from Trader Joe's for kids. I was like, quick kid snacks. I get so many views on the video. It's like insane. And you just never gonna know when something's gonna go viral or people are attracted to like one subject. Like you just never know. Like just like I said earlier, like Facebook and Instagram are down. So I was pushing out that video. Like, this is why you need an email list. Like, I said this years ago. I said this in January. Like, listen to me. You own your content if you have an email list. You do not own it anywhere else. So if you need help getting organized, whether it's in your kitchen, because I just posted a ton of videos on how to redo your fridge and organize it and your pantry. Actually, I didn't even repost that. I did the pantry again, a year to the date from last year, same pantry. And a lot of business, a lot of podcasting, a lot of LinkedIn. I'm kind of all over the place, but in an organized fashion, if you can even imagine that, because that's my life. But everything is on my TikTok. So if you have any questions in regards to that or anything that I've spoken about today, or if you want to answer any of the questions on my videos, you know where to find me. I'm at Kellyanne Gorman Official on TikTok. I will link it in the show notes. But if you want to stay consistent, if you want to get on TikTok, if you have any questions, my hourly coaching calls are actually half off this month, as well as all of my LinkedIn programs. So leverage your LinkedIn Pro, leverage your LinkedIn Today, which is like a DIY school I created, as well as my hourly calls are all half off. So I just wanted to say that. But also, my holiday sale started October 1st, and that gives you 20% off everything, including free shipping. So that's all my merch, all my programs, podcasting, business, one-on-ones, like all of it is 20% off. The code is everythingismessy20. It's just on the site, so you don't even need to remember that. I put it on the top so that you could just head to everythingismessy.com and then check out, and it will already take it off. But I just wanted to do something early for all of you. And then for LinkedIn as well, I did do a podcast giveaway for International Podcasters Day, and that's over with. So now it's 20% off. If you're interested in podcast development or really all things podcasting, but when it comes to TikTok, if you're like, oh my God, I just need an hour to pick your brain, you can do that. And it's half off this month. How exciting is that? So something else, lastly, I wanted to mention is that, you know, you never know where you're going to be tomorrow. You never know where you're going to be next week. There are so many people that, here's an example. Well, here's two. There's a housekeeper that is on TikTok, and I wish I wrote her name. I forgot her name. And all of her videos would go viral because she's sharing all these cleaning tips when she cleans these elite homes in Dallas or Houston somewhere. Anyway, she just partnered up with Scrub Daddy and has a product she launched with them. That wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for TikTok. And Michaela, the makeup artist, she quit her job at Ulta. As of today, she woke up to 8 million followers from zero in like literally a little bit over a year. So anything is possible. You're not too old. Your content's not stale. What you need to do is just make a list of things that you want to film. Be organized about it. Make sure that you're pushing it out on the right days and using the right hashtags and just see what works. I mean, sometimes things flop. Like, that's reality. I've had so many videos that I thought were going to do so well, and I'm like, why isn't anybody watching this? So you have to pay attention, you know, like keep track and also do your research. But then, you know, the next morning you're going to wake up and it's going to be completely different. Like my 20,000 viewed video and my hot pretzel video, like snack kids snacks. And then also one that's getting a lot of traction right now is the hair products that I use. I just like randomly did like a beauty and a hair products because a lot of people ask me and I'm like, oh, these are my favorites. And it's getting a lot of traction right now, which is so crazy because I never ever put content out like that. But it just goes to show you, like, people are searching for all kinds of things. And my content is very different from the videos I put out. So you just never know what people are searching or when it's going to go viral. And last reminder, I'm so excited. If you enjoyed this episode or any of my others, all you need to do is head to Apple Podcasts or Audible, wherever you listen or are listening right now. Leave a review and then just take a screenshot and tag me, and then I can enter you into the book giveaway that I'm doing every single Friday. You win a signed copy of Everything is Messy as well as the ebook. So you get two. So I'm super excited. I'm going to be doing that all the way up until the new year. And I actually have to order some more books because it's holiday season and everything is getting delayed and shipping, and I don't want to deal with any kind of drama like that. I want to make sure I'm fully stocked for you. And it's on sale on my site if you would like to purchase one. But I would really love it if you would leave me a review, give me a follow on TikTok, come on over and say hello. If you have any questions about anything that I just mentioned, you can reach out to me online. You can book a call with me. If you want to just say hello, let's connect. I would love to chat with you. And that's it. That's all I have to share today on this weird, gloomy San Diego Friday. Like, it's literally about to pour, and I really wanted to go get myself some takoyaki ice cream. It's going to be like an hour drive if it rains. Oh, the dilemmas. And if you don't know what takoyaki is, Google this store. It's an ice cream store. First, I went to the one in Koreatown in Vegas. It's called Somi Somi, SOMISOMI.com most likely. And they have these incredible desserts. Just Google it. And I don't know if they're anywhere on the East Coast, but I know that they're in LA and Vegas and now here. And I didn't even know until I found out on TikTok from a San Diego food blogger. I was like, are you in Vegas? She's like, in San Diego. I'm like, what? How did I not know takoyaki was here? So I'm on a mission to go get that today. I just need the ice cream, you know? Anyway, I'm rambling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for reviewing. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and I hope that this episode helped in the world of TikTok. And I promise you, if you just start sharing your story, you're just going to feel so much better, and you're going to help more people. So it's a win-win. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in to Everything is Messy, the podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I would love to know. Just leave me a review on the app or website you're listening on. To learn more about myself, join the community, read my book, or shop the collection, visit everythingismessy.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up to receive my weekly newsletter so you get all my announcements first. For all the behind the scenes and day-to-day content, follow along on Instagram at Kellyanne Gorman Official and Everything is Messy Collection. Links are in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share, send me a message on everythingismessy.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. It truly means the world to me. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Everything is Messy is produced and syndicated under A Million Dreams Publishing. For more information on how you can launch your own book, podcast, or digital series, visit amilliondreamspublishing.com.